Up, everyone. Welcome to Fugue State with me, your master of Saraponi's Limitless Hate. That was Electric Light Orchestra, ELO, with Twilight. That one, old school otaku will remember as, oh lord, what was it? It was the theme music to an old school anime con called Daikon 4. Yeah, it was Daikon 4, and that was their intro video's music. If you haven't seen it, search that stuff up on YouTube. It is the craziest 80s piece of copyright infringement anime craziness you will ever set your eyes on. You haven't lived until you've seen this. Up next, we've got, oh lord, it's Orgy with Blue Monday. Absolute classic. We'll be right back.
to treat me like you do. When you laid your hands upon me and told me who you are, I thought I was mistaken. I thought I heard your words. But tell me, how do I feel? Tell me now, how do I feel?
That song was actually originally by New Order, but it was Orgy who popularized it in the 90s. This set is flagged 18+ on account of the contents of the next few songs. If you have any pressing emotional concerns, I urge you to tune out, because the next few are kind of depressing. Almost hilariously so, and I've kind of been, you know, playing it happy and upbeat and trying to, you know, play within those rules. Tonight, I wanted to turn that off. So, yeah, if you're kind of depressed already, you want to go tune into something a bit happier for the next few. We're going to start out with some Talking Heads. This is Psycho Killer.
Psycho killer, let's get
Cage the Elephant's cover of Psycho Killer was also pretty good. Bakajawa just said something in the chat about taking you back to the music you were listening to in high school. I actually hadn't heard of Talking Heads when I was in high school. Sad, poor, pathetic me, but I had heard of Black Box Recorder. This next song, particularly depressing. So, yeah, watch out for that. This is one of the few songs that I can think of that were banned from MTV for their content. Shows a young lady who I'm not sure if was band lead singer Sarah Nixie or not, but it depicted her drowning herself in the bathtub. You'll get why when you catch the lyrics. This is Black Box Recorder with Child Psychology.
I stopped talking when I was 6 years old. I didn't want anything more to do with the outside world. I was happy being quiet, but of course they wouldn't leave me alone. My parents tried every trick in the book, from speech therapists to child psychologists. They even tried bribery. I could have anything, as long as I said it out loud. Thank you. course, this episode didn't last forever. I'd made my point and it was time to move on. To peel away the next layer of deceit and see what new surprises lay in store. My school reports that I showed no interest, a disruptive influence. I felt sorry for them in a way. And when they finally expelled me, it didn't mean a thing. Life is unfair. Kill yourself or get over it. Life is unfair. Kill yourself or get over it.
What she was doing, she stopped playing, she stared, she had the facial grimacing, and then the psychiatrist was saying, Julie, can you hear me? Can you open your eyes? Can you stick out your tongue? And all of a sudden, Julie struck out.
The November day I came home, the Christmas decorations were already up. Spray on snow, colored flashing lights, and an artificial tree that played Silent Night over and over again. My parents welcomed me with loving arms that within an hour were back at each other's throats. Normal happy childhood back on course. Batteries not included. Life is unfair. Kill yourself or get over it. Life is unfair. Kill yourself or get over it. Life is unfair. Kill yourself or get over it. Life is unfair. Kill yourself or get over it.
Yeah, so I was a pretty emo kid, okay? But after I'd heard last week's selection, Black Box Recorders, The Facts of Life, which pretty much single-handedly introduced me to trip-hop, I wanted to find more of their stuff, and I still have a couple of their albums. Mostly because they're just plain hard to get. Easier now because we have the internet. I had to order those at a Barnes & Noble. Ugh. But, yeah, cool stuff there. I wish I had known more about the genre in general at that time. But, yeah, here we come to the crux of our emotional meandering here. This is Neva De Nova with I've Got a Feeling, and I urge the audience to take this one with a grain of salt, because honestly, this is so depressing, it's actually pretty funny. And it's the fine-tipped reason that this particular set is 18+. So, y'all hold on tight. This one's really funny if you actually don't read too much into it.
I can't stand this anymore. When you scratch away the layers, there's nothing there, and I don't give a fuck. You can't hurt me anymore. Chop off my arm, there's a hole in my heart, I don't give a fuck. Everyone I love, everyone I trust, what's gonna happen? Like I've done something wrong. punishment come. Hide the sun, I don't give a fuck. Scratching my nuts right at God. On second thought, there's no one there, and I don't give a fuck. Chop off my arm, there's a hole in my heart, I don't give a fuck. Goddamn thing, just a rock floating through the universe. The world's a shitty place. I can't wait to die. You know I love you.
Yeah, what can I say? Some songs just deserve to be heard. And, of course, that one's not getting any airplay on the conventional radio. So, yeah, I'd give it a spin here. Don't read too much into that one. It's just fun. I like the image that that one creates in my head of somebody that's that destitute. And... there are always sources of help if you ever start feeling like that, so never allow yourself to get back to that deep end of the corner. We're going to start picking the mood up a little bit here, though. Here's some normal emotional troubles from a guy in a really, or coming out of a really poor relationship. Here's the Postal Service with "The District Sleeps Alone Tonight."
Buried underneath.
Love me some Postal Service. At least I love that particular album. Pretty sure that's the lead singer is the same guy as the front man from, I want to say, Death Cab for Cutie. I might be wrong. It might be Panic at the Disco, but I don't think so. So don't come storm my house with SMGs and flash grenades if I'm wrong, because I very well could be. We all remember Leslie Feist, don't we? From the iPod commercial, the iPod Nano commercial, you know, for 1, 2, 3, 4. We all remember that song, don't we? No? Oh, well. I liked that album as well. So here's another song well known for its video done entirely in one camera move. Here's Feist with My Moon, My Man.
Leave all the high, no, there's nowhere to go but on.
Album. More of that at a later date. Up next, we've got Mr. Special and Lori Webb with Aren't You Clever, a song that I know because of a Half-Life 2 machinima heavily featuring Alex Vance. Of course, it's kind of shippy. But, you know what, whatever.
Thank you.
forever.
Yeah, so that was one of those random internet picks that you just, you know, come across. You're like, ooh, I'm going to save this song because it's cool. And it's cool. Up next, we've got 07 with Speed Dial Number 2. 07's another band I absolutely love. Yeah, actually, next two songs, same vocalist. This is Sia. Sia's voice. Here's more of that. Next two songs. Funny story about them is I heard them independently of each other, but they were both used in different parts of the world as the ad music for the 2009 version of Prince of Persia. You know, the one where you, the prince, have to escort the crazy rift-walking chick with the powers around. Yeah, that one. But, yeah, we're going to start off with some Sia, some more Sia, with Breathe Me.
Hey.
help, I have done it again. I have been here many times before, hurt myself again today. And the worst part is there's no one else to blame. Be my friend. Hold me, wrap me up. Unfold me, I am small.
Next, I don't know how we got this far without me playing Sigur Rós. Mostly, I guess it's because A, I don't speak Icelandic, and B, John Z can be a bit of an acquired taste. But also from the ad material for 2009 Prince of Persia, here in the States, they use this song. This is Sigur Rós with Saiglapur.
Thank you.
again, Sigur Rós can be a bit of an acquired taste because, you know, they have like 3 minute lead out. Seriously, there's like 40 seconds of this left. No thanks. But really great ambient experimental music. I mean, this guy plays a bass guitar with a bow, and that's how they get some of the sounds that make Sigur Rós, Sigur Rós. Also, Jonsi goes a long way, that high, clear voice. Never talk smack about Icelandic music. I'll kick ya. I'll kick in the shins. But last tonight, we're coming down the end of this. We got Bright Eyes with Four Winds. Figure we'll kick it off to Ludi, a.k.a. Killscreen, with Symphony Number Amazing, coming in at the top of the hour with a bit of new grass. He's playing D&B and some awesome new stuff that he just picked up, so I encourage you to tune in. But we're going to listen to some bluegrass, new grass, right now. I've been Limitless Hate. This has been Fugue State. I will catch y'all next week. This is Ponyville FM, the cure for the common cult. Later, y'all.
Composing in containers tonight in an abandoned building where the squatters made a mural of a Mexican girl with 15 cans of spray paint in a chemical swirl. She's standing in the ashes at the end of the world. Four winds blowing through her hair. But when great Satan's gone, the horror of Babylon, well, she just can't together, you get close to the truth. Still, they're pouring over Sanskrit under Ivy League moons while shadows lengthen in the sun. Cast on a school of meditation built to soften the times and hold us at the center while the spiral unwinds. It's knocking over fences, crossing property lines. Four winds cry until it comes. It's the summer man slouching towards refugee retracing my steps all the way to Casadega to commune with the dead. They said you'd better look alive. And now it's off to old Dakota where a genocide sleeps in the black hills, the badlands, the calloused east. I buried my ballast, I made my peace. Her four winds leveling the pines.